12 noon on Robin Hood Radio and the Robin Hood Radio Network.
All right, it is 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:19 here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. And just to remind you about an event that is coming up that I think you should know about, and that is a fundraising concert for the Ukraine. And let me just bring this up here real quick before we get to Mark Kirko at the Sharon Hospital. Let's see if we can find this right away. Booby dooby doop boom boom. There we go. That will get us there with no problem. Yeah, there's two different chances for you to help. Public concerts to benefit the Ukraine. First one comes up at the Lakeville United Methodist Church. That is happening on Sunday at 3 p.m. And the second one is coming up on Sunday, May 1st at 6 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Torrington. Free will offering. You can go to these concerts and give whatever donation you want to give. Enjoy some beautiful music, and you know you're helping out. By the way, current COVID guidelines means that you can wear a mask. You don't have to wear a mask. It's optional. It all depends on how you feel. All right? All right. So that's where we stand with that. And right now, in just one moment, Mark Kirko will be joining us. He was the CEO at the Sharon Hospital. We'll be back with Mark in just about 30 or 40 seconds.
Underwriting support from Northeast Mufflers, Route 22 in Millerton, more than a muffler shop, providing general car repairs and service with their certified mechanics, 518-789-3669. You'll find them on Facebook, Northeast Muffler. Crane's Outdoor Power Equipment, Ashley Falls Road in Canada, Pro Gold Skag Dealer, also carrying a large line of steel equipment, 860-824-7276, cranesope.com. And the Berkshire Edge News and Views worth sharing, 413-528-4040. On Facebook, the Berkshire Edge, and on the web, the Berkshire Edge.
All right. It is 7:21 right now, and let us bring in Mark Kirko from the Sharon Hospital. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Fine, especially the sun is out for a second day in a row. We're at 44, and it looks like we've got halfway decent weather for the next couple of days, at least, anyways.
Fingers crossed. It's been a kind of a drungy type of spring so far, so any sunshine is better than none.
Well, it's been like the beginning of March should have been.
Sure.
It looks like Mother Nature has things fouled up. Well, I guess the first thing I'll start off with you, Mark, is we'll talk COVID, because in Region 1, Lisa Carter sent out a letter to parents stating that before, you know, when they come back to school after the break, that if your child is sick, have them stay home or take them to a doctor. If they show any, don't go into school being sick. That message also went out to staff as well. Right now, we sit here and we are at full blow. Hotchkiss School is back with their concerts. And once again, as I just mentioned, there's a concert coming up this weekend to benefit the Ukraine. But I guess, you know, we have a judge that has ruled that the masks on planes and trains was illegal. We have different carriers doing different things. We have carriers that are allowing people not to wear masks coming into airports that are having people must wear masks. I mean, as someone who is involved in the field that you are in, this just must look like a huge debacle to you.
Well, it gives me a headache at times. I mean, just in the last 2 weeks, the number of cases in this region has gone up 47%. This isn't going away. My big trivia question to everybody over the last few months is, what is the percentage of people in this region that are actually vaccinated? Now, what would your guess be? If you would.
In this region, my guess would be if we're at 50%, we'd be lucky.
Yeah, no, officially we're looking at 73%.
Okay.
So that's actually okay. Yeah, we're encouraged, but that doesn't include people going into the first booster or anything like that. But that still leaves a pool of 27% of the people that are not vaccinated. And there's the rub. There are a lot of people out there that are, it's like the standing water with mosquitoes, and you know, that occurs in swamps. We constantly will have a source of the virus to spread if we have a large pool of people that are still unvaccinated. And that's what's happening.
Now, are the people that are coming in with COVID now, is it the weaker variant where it, you know, which variant is the most, do you know? Can you break it down?
Well, we, you know, individual health systems really do not have the capacity to check for what that is. Some of the very larger networks actually have state mandates, and they randomly then look at it. But we're still looking at a mix of the weaker, the BA2 variant is what we are being told is what's out there. Be that as it may, I mean, there are multiple variants floating around and people are ill. I mean, we have, I think, two employees that are out right now, and we're averaging a census of one, of between one and maybe three people a day that are here admitted with COVID. So it's still here.
You know, I earlier this week, on Monday, I guess, when we first came on the air after the judge ruled about the masks, I just, myself personally, I look at this and I say, people's thought about medicine has gone haywire. You have the CDC, you have the WHO. Nobody has ever claimed that medicine is the perfect science. As a matter of fact, if of all the sciences that are out there, medicine is the one that has to change on the fly and grow, simply because what was once good in medicine is not sometimes. And when things like this come up, medicine can take a stab at something, but as viruses change, once again, the medicine has to change. And I think people have to look at the CDC and what they put out and talk about is that it's not a perfect science, but you know what? It's a science that has gotten us through multiple dangerous situations with many different diseases.
Well, and that's the frustration. A person understands that, but people as a group tend to be impatient with something like this. People want medicine, and they want, particularly this pandemic, to be cut and dry. Give me a pill, give me a shot, it'll be over. And it's not that simple. And that's why this thing has progressed. And this is something that has perplexed a lot of society on why can't they just fix it? And if they don't, then they're incompetent or they're not telling the truth about it. Whereas actually, as you mentioned, it's mostly gray. And again, it's usually based upon experience and knowledge of the science to get through things. And then by perseverance, we've been able to do that over time. This is just a very persistent type of organism right now.
You know, and to have a judge dictate a medical ruling, I'm sorry. That's like, I said this earlier, that's like having an electrical problem and you bring in a plumber to your house. You know, two different things. Medicine is not an infallible science, but it is a science that has really brought amazing things to this world. And I think one thing we have to understand is we can allow people the right to choose and the right to freedom, but to allow a judge in any particular part of the country to dictate to the WHO or to the CDC, to me, is just plain nuts.
Well, it's been allowed to be politicized, and as you're seeing, we're seeing an uptick again, and you're going to keep seeing these waves, as we had mentioned a year ago. We're going to keep having them, and that's the frustration, and people want it to be cut and dry, and unfortunately, inconvenience is the word of the day rather than the exception, and we just have to understand that we will be inconvenienced for a period of time, and this will be a way of life until it isn't, and it just things don't change rapidly, and that's the take home point today.
All right. Now as a hospital, Do the seasons really affect the way you operate, spring, summer, winter, fall?
Yes, it does. We, again, traditionally, we've had issues with the flu, especially as we go into autumn when people turn their heaters on again. So that's when we mandate that we have all our employees be checked, get the seasonal flu vaccine, and then, you know, we social distance, etc. And I think the one thing that we've over time, during the colder months and the change of seasons, is when we've been recommending the masking more and more. And I think that will be more prevalent over time and in the future, because we have shown that masking does prevent some of these communicable diseases, and it keeps the staff healthy. And that's the main thing right now, because we're so short of staff.
You know, I had a rough couple of months with my health until I was finally diagnosed that I've developed asthma. What I've done is, because I've developed asthma, I've held off on getting an additional booster until things settle in and the medicine and the inhalers really start working, which they are. But I've also managed to take myself. I'm still out of circulation. I don't go to restaurants. I do order from restaurants. I don't go to grocery stores. I do order and they deliver, simply because of my physical condition. And I want to just steer clear from it as much as possible. And how can you explain to people, this is your belief, I understand your belief, but take your beliefs and match it up in public in a tight area where there's going to be a lot of people close by, with somebody else's beliefs who doesn't want to get or take the chance of getting COVID? How do you explain that to people?
Well, the way this is the one message I've tried to be consistent on, is that freedom is responsibility. And you have to, at times, temper what you feel is freedom to ensure you don't impinge upon the rights of others. And that's the part that, we do here at the hospital. We don't get on our soapbox and demand that people do this or do that. We make suggestions, but we have employees. We actually mandate certain things. We've gone to the N95 masks again to recommend a higher level of security and of protection for our employees as this wave goes through. So that's the same thing at home. I mean, my wife and I always go over this, because she was in Florida for a large part of the winter, and I warned her, when you come back, it's a little bit more liberal this time around in regards to people wearing masks, and we have to understand that. And if we are comfortable with doing it, that's fine. Wear your mask. If not, so be it. But again, we don't need to be pointing people out or anything like that, or calling people out on it. So that's the hard thing to do right now, is just people being patient with this.
All right. And so one final time, there is an uptick in our area in COVID.
There is. And, we're just following this on a weekly basis, as the governors of both New York and of Connecticut have stated over the past few days. They don't know what the overall outcome will be with this. Will it be a spike? Will it be a curve? Will it just be a bump? We just don't know, other than there is one going on.
Mark, once again, thank you for joining us this morning.
Sure. Thank you, and be safe.
All right. Mark Herko, CEO of Sharon Hospital, and of course, we'll have this up online for you to listen to as well, and that is at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on our interview section.